Editor's note: this article has been edited since its original publication. Allegations of severe neglect involving several horses at a rural property in Oro Medonte have sparked outrage among local residents who are calling for intervention, while the owner strongly denies any wrongdoing. Barb McLeod, the former manager of the Comfy Cat Shelter, claims several horses at 248 Line 6N, owned by Stephanie Redlich, are being neglected and left without food or water. "It's really bad. They are all going to die," McLeod said. "One colt is already dead. It's brutal." Redlich, who says she owns 15 horses on the property, denies any claims of neglect. "I have food and water for the horses. These accusations are bogus," she said. But McLeod says she and other local residents have observed the animals in poor condition for more than a year. Concerned for their welfare, she says a friend of hers contacted police Thursday. "They are just bones," she said. "The woman who owns them lives in Toronto, and nothing is being done to help them." Morgan Chestnut, who spends time at a neighboring barn, says the situation is absolutely disgusting. She claims to have seen horses lying in their own feces, suffering from hoof infections and starvation, and even a dead foal left in a stall with its mother. "The way a horse's digestive system works is they have to be eating constantly, or else they will get a bellyache and their intestines will twist," Chestnut explained. "I honestly don't know how these horses are still alive." She says because food, water, and shelter are sometimes present on the property, authorities have been unable to remove the horses. Chestnut believes the law does not go far enough to protect horses from neglect. "There's no one out there that looks out for horses who are being abused and neglected anymore," she said. "The only reason they're alive is they have a bit of grass in the field that grows in the summer." Redlich says she has been rescuing animals for 7 years and recently saved 15 horses from slaughter. "I lost $100,000 last week saving horses off the slaughter pipeline," Redlich said. "I'm not an animal abuser." Redlich also alleges one of the people reporting her for animal neglect has trespassed on her property and even harmed one of her horses. "The police are in the midst of an investigation," she said. "I have had the horse down at an animal hospital for the last month now." When asked about reports of a dead foal in a stall with its mother, Redlich did not deny the claim. "That is none of anybody's business other than my veterinarian clinic, my law firm, my attorneys and the courthouse," she said. Redlich insists she has reliable suppliers and supporters in the horse industry. "I have hay suppliers all over the world," she said. "I have feed companies that sponsor me. I have big horse mentors from many breeding farms that would vouch for me, till the day they die." She also says it is common for some of her rescued animals to appear malnourished upon arrival. "You might see a couple of animals not in the best condition because they've just been rescued," she said. Redlich confirmed someone from the Animal Welfare Agency of Ontario has visited the property, but insists it found no reason to take action. "They have nothing to charge me with," she said. "There is no issue. I'm in touch with the supervisor, and my law firm and attorneys have spoken to them. They said they can't charge me with anything because they found food and water." She also refuted claims she is absent from the farm, stating she is there, basically 24/7. "Our lawyers, investigators, and the police and criminal courts will look after our interests while we watch the saboteurs hoisted by their own petard," she said. Aurelia OPP did not respond to Aurelia Matter's request for comment before publication.